niggas. I don't bother you niggas. I get my money the way I do. Leave me alone. I don't disrespect you niggas. Leave me alone. Don't disrespect me. Please. Just leave me alone. I'm getting my money the way I do. I'm in my own comfort zone. Leave me alone. Don't disrespect me. Keep to myself. You keep to yourself. Leave me alone.
Poetry in motion.
Radio, TV, and even the press, they want the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. Now the meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wants to be down when you're down and out. Now when you established and got a lot of money, everybody wants to be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings, they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, for this is the season for catching the vapor. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how it's spreaded throughout my crew. Well, you all know Nate Dogg, who sang on my records, never leave me alone, ain't no fun, now check it. Back in the days before Nate Dogg began, he used to try to holler at this girl named Pam. The type of female with fly Gucci wear. She had a big herringbone with a weave in her hair. When they tried to kick it, she'd always fetch, talking about, baby, please, you out here serving stress. Since he wasn't no type of big chronic dealer, the homie Nate Dogg didn't appeal to her. But now he sport boots that match with his suits. Push a Lexus coupe that's extra cute. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak it. Be coming around the pound every single weekend. To get his beeper number, she be begging, please. Dying for the day to eat these. She calls the vapor.
She calls the vapor. She calls the vapor. She calls the vapor.
She calls the vapor. We checking paper.
She calls the vapors. She calls the vapors.
She calls the vapor. I got a little cousin that's common plain. He bring the heat with the beat for the dog pound gang. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. But back in the days, he wasn't nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. When my auntie would tell him he would never obey. He wore his khakis hanging down with his stars untied and a blue and gray cap that said the east side. Around my neighborhood, the people treated him bad. They said Dad's was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said he would grow up to be nothing but a gangster, or either in jail, or someone would shake him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. D-A-Z, he got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be like, can I borrow a dollar? Woo, you a store now. They call the vapors.
She called the vapors. She called the vapors.
They call the vapors. Checking
papers. She called the vapors.
It comes to vapors. Now, I got another homie from the LBC, known to y'all as DJ Warren G. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse and all that mess. I remember when we first started to rock, he tried to get this job at Calvin's record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry Warren G, but there's no help on it. Now my homie Warren still tried on and on and on till the light break of dawn. To work at the VIP would be the lick, but they looked right past him, so my homie straight dipped. Now for the year after regulate, Warren G is having paper, so my homie's like straight. He walked into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Warren, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but no, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they call since he bustin'? The vapors.
She called the vapors. She called the vapors.
They call some vapors.
They called the vapors.
Warren G is making paper.
She called the vapors. She called the vapors.
They call the
vapors.
Last subject of the story is about Snoop Dogg. I had to work for mine to show I was a true hog. When I was a teenager, I tried to be down, but they wasn't trying to hear me, so I made the pound. I saw a crew on 21 Street and said, could I be down, champ? They said no, but treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I ain't run off the set. I sat and wrote some dog doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to go to parties, they'd make me wait. Would have to beg to get on the mic to set MC straight. I ain't never loved no hoes, I was just into my music. They had acting like I wanted to keep on hanging with the deuces. But now things switch from west to east. Yo, dog, do you remember me from 21st Street, G? We used to see down back in the days. It happens all the time. So, nigga, don't be amazed. You come to face. She come to face. I'm making paper. You come to face.